proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. I want to thank you for joining me today. And on today's program, I'd like to share with you another Hebrew nugget. This material is provided by our dear friend in ministry, Jackie Powell. You can find this transcript, as well as other valuable Hebrew study resources, at her website, lightforisrael.org. Now then, let's dig into this lesson. Jerusalem Day, or in Hebrew we say Yom Yerushalayim, is an Israeli national holiday commemorating the reunification of Jerusalem and the establishment of Israeli control over the Old City in June of 1967. When Israel declared its independence in 1948, it was attacked by its Arab neighbors. Jordan took over East Jerusalem and the Old City, and the Jewish residents were forced out. Jordanian occupation continued for 19 years until 1967. In May of 1967, tensions were again at an all-time high between Israel and its Arab neighbors. Israel knew an attack was imminent and that they may lose unless they had an element of surprise. So on June 5th of 1967, Israel launched a preemptive strike which began the Six-Day War. 2 days later, on June 7th, or the 28th of Iyar on the Hebrew calendar, Israel captured the Old City of Jerusalem. Later that day, Defense Minister Moshe Dayan declared what is often quoted on Yom Yerushalayim. This morning, the Israel Defense Forces liberated Jerusalem. We have united Jerusalem, the divided capital of Israel. We have returned to the holiest of our holy places, meaning the Western Wall or Wailing Wall, never to part from it again. To our Arab neighbors, we extend at this hour our hand in peace. And to our Christian and Muslim fellow citizens, we solemnly promise full religious freedom and rights. Contrary to what the Arab and Persian nations of the Middle East claim today, Jewish people have had a presence in Jerusalem for almost millennia, and both the Bible and archaeology prove this fact. A careful student of the Word of God will realize that God considers Jerusalem both the geographical focus of the earth, as well as the spiritual focus of his plan. The word Jerusalem is mentioned 764 times in the Hebrew Tanakh, the Old Testament, with the first mention being in Joshua 10, verse 1. The place of Jerusalem, however, is first mentioned in Genesis 14, verse 18, as the meeting place of Abraham and Melchizedek, the king of Salem. The word Salem is also mentioned in Psalm 76, verse 2, and refers to Jerusalem. As we look in the New Covenant, the New Testament, we find that Jesus wept over Jerusalem according to Matthew 23, verse 37. David loved Jerusalem very much, declaring it, saying, "If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning," according to Psalm 137, verse 5. For almost 2,000 years, Passover Seders have concluded with the saying, "Loshana Avaha BeYerushalayim," or "next year in Jerusalem." Let's examine the word Jerusalem now. The root shalim, or shin lamed mem sofit, literally means to pay wages, pay for good, or to pay back, like a debt. Since repaying a debt means to complete the payment process, the underlying meaning is completeness and wholeness. This helps us understand the most famous word that is derived from this root, shalom, which means peace. The most famous king that ever sat on Jerusalem's throne was Shlomo, or Solomon, who brought unprecedented peace to the city. Solomon's wife, mentioned in the Song of Solomon, is Shulamit, also containing this root, according to Song of Solomon, chapter 6, verse 13. Amazingly, the names Solomon, Shulamit, Jerusalem, and Shalom all contain this same Hebrew shoresh, or root. Edith Samuel, in her book, Your Jewish Lexicon, says, "Peace runs like a golden thread throughout our," referring to the Jewish people, "dreams and prayers." The reunification of Jerusalem in 1967 did not bring complete peace to the city, and even today there is not a complete peace. However, the Bible pattern has always been that God gives names according to the final destiny of the person or place. The Bible commands us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. "They shall prosper that love thee." You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.